Well, you may have noticed once or twice on these audio booths, I've been talking about, for me, part of the whole sort of Christmas tradition, as Christmassy as Father Christmas himself, is the Christmas edition of the Radio Times. And I've been talking about it at great length, and I've mentioned that I have a couple of the very old copies of the Radio Times Christmas editions myself. I have with me here in Spain, I have the Christmas 86 and the 87 version. The 86 one has the Pauline, the Fowlers on the cover. You got Pauline and Michelle and sort of two kids, don't know who they are, and Mo, I think it's the Gran, and it's a very old edition. And great news, folks, because I believe that you can now get your copy of the Christmas Radio Times. I've got the Twitter page here of the Radio Times. The page is, simply type Radio Times. It's twitter.com/Radio Times. And I was looking at the official website of the Radio Times. I'm going to click on it here and see if I can find it, because there's like a little ad thing. Let me see if I can find it. It's here somewhere. I'm now on the official. Here we go. Yes, here we go. Read more. Nothing says Christmas quite like Wallace and Gromit, and creator Nick Park treated us to the cover of this year's bumper Christmas issue with an exclusive design of the pair at their festive best. Looks fantastic. Radio Times, 18th to the 31st of December 2010, 14 days of the best TV, film and radio. Merry Christmas. Fantastic, I can't wait. I have to wait, so it's tough, but I have to wait until I go home. But my mum is in charge of purchasing a copy of the Christmas Radio Times. I expect, because I fly over on the 17th, and on the Friday, this begins on the 18th, on the Saturday. So I expect to have my copy there waiting for me in Liverpool. I mean, to be fair, she did buy me because she thought I was going to Liverpool this week, and then I couldn't because of the cancellation of the flight, because of the strike with the air traffic controllers in Spain. But I had planned on going over for a few days this week, and she had bought me this week's Radio Times, which was very, very nice of her, because she knows how much I love the Radio Times. But she's got to do all the Christmas shopping and buy the sprouts and everything. But even more important than the sprouts is the copy of the Christmas. I normally buy two. I buy one that I sort of do lots of marks on. I sort of put circles around everything, or get like a highlighter pen or something. And then I have another one to sort of keep it clean, which I can look at as a sort of reference whenever I want, sort of in the future. So that's what I normally do. I buy two. There's dedication for you, folks. I buy two copies of the Christmas Radio Times. So it's out. I believe it's out now. You can get yours. It was released on sale from the 4th of December nationwide by the 6th of December. So you can buy it. It's out in the shops. And they've done a great little thing here on the Radio Times website. Photos, copies of old Radio Times covers. Personally, I think I like the 1951 one and the 1969 one, and I wish I'd had the 1985 with Only Fools and Horses on the front. I've got the 1988 one. I think I've got that here. I'm not sure, but I think I do. And I remember the 89 one with the carol singer, but I don't know what happened to that one. I've got the 91 one. And what else? And sort of the... Oh, and from the 2005 onwards, I've got them all. The 05 one has the TARDIS in it. Oh, great. Fantastic. You can sort of see when they changed the font of where it says Radio Times. They changed the font. Great stuff. So the Christmas edition of the Radio Times is out now. As I say, it's as important as getting your Christmas tree, as important as getting your presents from Father Christmas. This is, folks, come on, this is the Christmas Radio Times. It's tradition itself.